Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Paul said like this, you are the temple of the Almighty God. And if you defy his temple, God going to destroy you. If you putting all this lying, deceit in your heart, God going to destroy you. God don't look at the outer appearance of what a man do. He searches the heart. He already know what you're going to do before you do it. But this is what I used to do, man. I used to meditate on that word. I wasn't Christian. I wasn't even religious. I was just a person reading the Bible. That's all I would say. Because I told my wife, I said, you know, she said, read the Bible. I said, uh-uh. I said, I ain't reading the Bible. If I read, I'm going to do it. Because, you know, I'm scared of God. I see a lightning hit a tree and bust it up. I see all the thunder in her. And God said, that's just heaven and holes. He controlled that. What were they going to do to Lena Johnson? And the Bible teaches this again. The beginning of knowledge is to fear God. In the Old Testament, God said, where am I fear at? You fear man more than we fear God. And if we fear man more than we fear God, who is the master? This is how Jesus said. And I love to say it. Jesus said, and is the master. What he mastered? He mastered sin. Sin couldn't deal. It was like, they say Chuck Norris was bad. And another one is this little Spanish kind of guy that do all the fighting. I can't call this name. But they are bad. But Jesus mastered sin. Sin came on him everywhere. Couldn't do nothing to him. He was hungry. Couldn't do nothing to him. The devil went everywhere he could have. Couldn't do nothing to him. So he the master. And he mastered everything for the Father. He did all that for his Father. And look at us today. We worry about what man say. You know, you do things to your body because man do. You put a tattoo on because man say. In the Bible tell you don't put no markings on you. You pierce yourself because man do. You want to be like somebody else. But God say he wants you to be special. Only for him. Living just like he wants you to live. You buy a certain kind of car because somebody else got. Ain't nothing wrong with having a car because God wants you to have a car. God wants you to have a nice house. But according to you, don't let nobody persuade you to do nothing. Don't let nobody persuade you. You know your heart condemning that you're a sinful sinner. Don't let nobody say you just keep preaching like don't listen to that. I hope I can say it. I guess I can't. I don't care. My hands are clean. Your blood on your own. Saint. I don't care what you do. You can't hurt my feelings because I am already where I want to be. And every day I grow more and more. I'm getting proud and bold. Like Jesus said, I can do this to you. He said, no, you can't. I can call 12 legions of angels down here. They cry. He said, hey, hold up. I'm on the cross. Don't cry for me. I'm fine. Cry for your children. I done finished my stuff. See, that's what I'm working, like Paul said, I'm working my own soul salvation out right now. I'm just doing what God said to do. And, you know, man, I'll be thinking, I'll be sometimes him and Paul, and I say, boy, they're going to have all them that big stuff up there. And I had to say, stop, boy, you can't even them boys. Just do your work. He done told you got a reward for you, too. Yeah, that's right. Because I'm so spiritually minded now, I'm crazy. I know this. I look at all this old rotten stuff on this earth. You build it today and tear up tomorrow. It looks shiny today, tarnish tomorrow. But he said, our life need to be like gold. Our spiritual walk with God need to be like gold. It don't matter what you do, gold. You can put it through a fire, do everything, and you shine again. That's what he's telling us we need to be like. But then he say like this in the third verse of this, First Psalm 1-6. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. Well, you got to do whatever Leonard Johnson do, going to be prosperous. I said, wow. You know, it blows me. I'll be like a kid, wow. Look at what daddy say. Look at what my daddy say. How come? I'm a spirit-minded person. My daddy's spirit, so that's my daddy. Who got me? My daddy got me through his son, Jesus. I'm his son. I'm his adopted son. And I'm his spiritual son. He gave me his spirit now. I think like Jesus think. He said, Lenny, you're going to have this. But see, at first, when you confuse yourself with natural-minded man, how can you build this temple? It took us 45 years to build this temple. And Jesus said, you destroyed it. I raised up in 3 days. They're not getting. They're looking in the natural. Jesus is talking about his body. I'm keep telling you, your body's a temple of God. He said, destroy this temple in 3 days. I'll rise it up. And he did. But his disciples, always listen to what I'm trying to say, people. He said, they're gonna kill me up there in Jerusalem. But on the third day I rise. He's talking to them guys over and over. I don't remember, I know how many times he said it. It's recorded quite a few times. But when it happened, not one believed it. Not one. And then we got one so far out, even that's him. He said, I still don't believe it, unless I can put my hand in the prints in your hand and put my hand in the hole in your side. I won't believe it. Pentecost ain't came yet. The Spirit hadn't been given to man yet. The Spirit had been taken away in the Garden of Eden. And on rare occasion, he'd have something where the Spirit would come on Solomon, on Samson. And he would do some mighty thing. And then sometimes the Spirit would come and things would happen. But he couldn't dwell in man because man was unclean. He said Spirit would not dwell in an unclean temple. But now when we see Peter talking and hungry on that day, waiting on dinner to be prepared, he get a vision on the heathen. He say, all these unclean things showed to him in a sheet to eat. He said, I never put nothing unclean in that religion. I ain't never put nothing unclean in my body. And he say, what I clean up, Peter, don't call it filthy. He talking about Cornelius, the Gentile. See, now God done cleaned this old Gentile up. Now you call me filthy, you can call me, I remember old Leonard John, he used to do that. Keep remembering, and God gonna remember what you did continually. But God don't know, he said, I done throw it in the sea of forgiveness, and I never can remember that sin no more, forever, never. But if you continue to remember my sins or what I may have done, God said, I'm going to remember yours. Whatever measure you measure me with, he's going to measure you with. Whatever you remember about me, God going to remember what you did. They show a short story that a man owed thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he couldn't pay it. And the king caught him and said, put him in jail until he pay it. And he kept on, he prayed, and he said, King, forgive me. I can't pay you, King. I can't pay. And the king had patience and mercy on him, and he let him out and forgave his debt. And he got out of that prison, and he went, man owed him maybe $100. And the man said, have mercy, I can't pay the debt, I can't pay it. And that man, that the king had forgiven all that $100,000 worth of debt, say, put him in jail till you pay me. And oh my God, that king heard about what that guy did. He said, you get him to, and he put him in there, and he got to pay. He can't pay it ever. If you can't forgive, that's where this comes from. If you can't forgive Leonard Johnson and forgive whoever else have ever done you something, and can't see, like they say, you can't sweep around your own front door, which you can't. You got to say, Jesus, would you come sweep around my door? Because you can sweep all that religious trash around your door, it's still going to be dirty. Unless I clean you, unless I wash your feet, Peter, they ain't going to be clean. You cannot religiously clean yourself. You got to abide in his word, and his word abide in you, and then he, as John the Baptist said, he will fill you with the Holy Ghost and fire. I hear people filled with nothing. Because if there ain't no fire, sure ain't no Holy Ghost. The fire, the Holy Ghost, anytime you see on fire, you can, I got it. Fire all around, that fire just burn. You got to scream, oh, fire. Fire burn. If you got the Holy Ghost, it must be a dead Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is alive and well. But whatever he put his hand to shall prosper. Whatever. I mean, it'll go away. I almost lost one. I was such a bad person. God, that gave me the gift. I backslided. See, way back there, I went to jail and I learned who God was when I was living for God. But then I started looking like, oh, look at that. And all of a sudden, before I know it, many years later, I didn't realize, but I'm way lost away from God. I done went AWOL. I'm so far from God, I don't even know who he is anymore. I ain't doing nothing. I know he exists. But I find myself like the prodigal son in the hog pen of life. Whoa! But I can remember. That's why I say it's so important that you have a relationship with God, that you can remember when. Now, some relationship ain't too good. They remember when they was in bondage, how they had the stuff in Egypt, the melons and the stuff. But the prodigal son remember when he was in his father's house, how he had so much plenty. Had everything. He say, even a hired servant that would come in to work for us to help get the crops in, they ate three good meals a day. Oh, man. And that boy said, if I could just go back home. And like I said over and over, the sensation Nightingale said so good, I believe I go back home. Oh, yes, I believe I go back home and tell my father, Father, done wrong, just let me come back home. See, that's what you got to do. You cannot stand on lies. You can't continue to stand on religious lies that you're okay. You know you ain't okay. You know that cancer gonna kill you. You know that high blood pressure gonna kill you. You know, God, that's all his signs showing you. You ain't okay. Because he said, I take the sickness from among you. But if you don't do what I say, I put all this sickness on you until you're dead. In the Old Testament and Deuteronomy, they say you're gonna have your babies and you're gonna eat your baby. You're gonna have the afterbirth and the woman gonna eat the afterbirth, they ain't gonna give you none. It's terrible. This is what God says. This is what the word says. They tell you the devil have deceived them, and they tell you this little shattered knight in armor story about religion, but I'm telling you the gospel of who God say. He say no homonger, no liars. And anybody who distort the truth gonna have a place in eternal life. He said, but that's they gonna be in the second death. And Paul tell you all through his teaching who ain't gonna make it. See, he tell you that because they have been say they've been Christian. I call it Christified. They're supposed to be justified, but they're still living the sinners like the world. They live an ungodly life. But the Bible say if you're still ungodly, it ain't gonna happen. But if you are godly, whatever your hand church, you ain't got to hear no prosperity message. You got to have a plan. You go, well, God gonna just bless me. You ain't got a plan. What you gonna plan? I got this watermelon seed. I'm gonna plan to make some water. Well, plant the watermelon seed and make you have your watermelon patch. Well, I'm gonna go up here and have me a daycare center. Well, go for it. Don't let them tell you you can't have that daycare. Well, I'm gonna go up here and I'm gonna be a painter. Well, go for it, paint. I'm gonna cook it in my whatever. You got to have the seed. God gonna do the rest. You ain't got to go, I got to get this. No. Whatever you got, God say, what you got? I got two vessels of oil. Well, go in the village and get all the vessels and fill it. Just have faith. What you got here, Jesus? We're out of wine. We ain't got no more wine. He said, just fill the vessels up and give it to the king. It's wine now. What we got? We just got these little loaves and a few fish. How many people? It ain't enough to feed five people. But we're going to feed 5,000 one time and then 7,000 the next time. And have stuff left over. But that's what it is. If you're in Christ. There's no such thing as a prosperity man. It's already say, if you there, God say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that the world seek to be added to you. I'm going to make you the head, not the tail. I'm going to take for the wicked and give it to little John. I love it. I'm going to put fear in their heart. Man, I love that. It's all it is, believe it. But if you listen to people, you can't do it. If you eat off the tree, Adam, you'll surely die. But if you look at to the weakness in the flesh, it ain't going to happen. It'll just get stuck in your mouth, and you eat it. That's what Adam did. Just got stuck, and he got all the punishment. Not only everything ain't free no more, but it's sweat. Hard time. The more he try, it's travail. He ain't making nothing. The crops, he done cursed everything. The heaven is like brass to Adam. The earth is like brass. Ain't nothing happening no more. Hard to survive, but when he come in, he give you that joy, that peace. Oh, Peter done been fishing all night. Oh my God, I love God. He travailing, he's a natural fisherman. Natural. Always remember when I speak, how I speak. You say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things be added to you that you seek. He done fished all night. He tired. He wore out. But here come this little man called Jesus, 30-some-year-old guy. You know he's 30-some-year-old. He ain't 33, but whatever. Probably done heard about him. He say, hey, get on the boat, pull me away from the shore where I can preach. This thing about, man, I'm tired. Forget this, man. I'm tired. I'm, boy, I ain't got no fish. I ain't. But he didn't do that. He did it. That's what you want to seek in the kingdom of God, seeking to do what God wants him to do first. Jesus gave the message and finished preaching. Here come the kicker. He said, I want you to pull over there and throw your net side over here. And here come the other thing. Peter ain't crazy. He said, but Lord, we done fished all night long. But nevertheless.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Anybody remember in school we used to do the hokey pokey? Well, we got something called the holy pokey. We need some help, though. Will y'all help us? Will you stand up and help us for just a minute? Come on, come on, help us, please. Y'all gonna try with it? Listen, you pick your right foot up. You put your right foot down. You put your left foot up. You put your right left foot down. You pick your right foot up. You put your right foot down. You pick your left foot up. You put your left foot down.
the change, no change remain. All for the 9-6, y'all for the 9-6. Y'all thought we was through, but we stumping. Can you feel me? I can't see ya, I can't free ya, but I know who can. And it goes a little something like this. You got to change on the brain, making you feel weak whenever it be looking like you can't make it. You kind of feel like you're standing behind bars. You try to scream, but nobody's outside. But when you're in the fog, there's a cold. You're looking at your heart, then you take a note. You want to feel better, you got to get some luck. On the break, sing the verse.
Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendance